at Sandal Castle. These two uns have been stood here for many a day. If they could speak, I bet they'd have plenty to say. No part at Castle when it were in its prime. Now it's nobbut a ruin with passing of time. But if I just sit here and shook me in, I find me sen at middle on a battle scene. It was at Roses, white again red, and all around me as wounded and dead. And ask me sen, how could they do such a thing? Of course, some chaps will do all when they want to be king. That's Duke of York marching his men uphill, and both sides are shouting, come on lads, kill! Then Duke gets slain, and our lads run. Lankies are chuffed, for once they've won. Now, I don't blame gaffers for wanting to fight. I says, if their side wins, they do all right. But ordinary chap that does as he's told, why should he go to the front and risk getting felled? Still, I suppose it weren't all that strange. When they thinks about it, some things never change. Even now when they gets nation again nation, it still comes down to the same situation. Fellas at top will always decide, and them at the bottom have got it to bide. The answer call at bugles and drums, and leave behind the sweethearts and mums. Someone will think that it's nobbut a game, till they see the mates dead, a blinded, a lame. Yeah, why can't folks stop all this rattling of sabres, and learn to live at peace with their neighbours?